Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
The government has started to prioritise pay parity for healthcare workers. $200 million per year will be invested into the sector-wide project, making sure that all workers are paid equally, equitably and fairly. This also comes as talks become renewed for an emergency department at Whangarei Hospital. All this and more was covered in TVR's regular chat with Health Minister Andrew Little for this week.
This week, you announced that thousands of frontline community health workers, including nurses in aged care facilities, will be getting a pay rise as the government tries to address issues about pay parity in the health sector. What were all the specific community health jobs that would be getting this pay increase? Are there any that were left off the list?
First of all, it's targeted very much at aged residential care and community health facilities and places like hospice and what have you. And it's aimed at, it's not just registered nurses, but it's other health workers as well. The one area where the data didn't show there was sort of material disparity was in GP practices. And so the first tranche of money that's available in the first part of next year is about $40 million. Won't be available to health staff who work in GP practices. The information, and I got this information from the nurses' organisation who represents the nurses and and other health workers, and information I got from GPs themselves showed, look, that the pay rates in that part of the health sector are pretty close to the hospital rates of pay. But what doctors tell me is that, yep, they've increased rates of pay for their staff over the last couple of years because they've got additional funding from the government, but they're not necessarily sustainable beyond sort of a certain period. So we've set for the period from 1 July next year and the additional funding that we're kicking from that time, GP practices will be eligible to draw on that if their funding agreements aren't enough to cover the keeping their staff wages close to the hospital levels of pay so that we don't have the problems of pay disparity that we've got at the moment.
What kind of pay increase will these community workers be receiving? Is it equivalent to an entry-level nurse or more senior roles?
It's quite a variation of increases that will apply. In aged residential care, the pay rates are some of the lowest, and so the extra funding will make a big difference for them, but it's just difficult to quantify exactly what that is from one workplace to the next, much less one person to the next. It'll be reasonably significant for some of them. For some of the community health services, some have been able to keep pay rates reasonably okay, but like they will still get the benefit of this and get a pay increase as a result. It'll be a material difference to the people who benefit from it.
Is this something the ministry has seen that was needed to be addressed, or was it something that the community health workers told you that they wanted?
Oh, it was a bit of both. We knew that this was an issue, had been an issue for some time. The original, my original intention was that we would settle the pay equity claim for the hospital nurses first, and in fact we reached agreement with them in December. We thought we'd implement that roughly by the middle of this year, then we'd get on and deal with the pay parity issues. In April, the nurses' organisation pulled out of the pay equity agreement for the hospital nurses, and then it took them a while to file their legal claim, but they're now litigating that, and I got to the point where I just thought we can't hold out any longer. The pay parity issue is significant, and we have to get on with it. So I started that work with officials, but also with the likes of the Aged Care Association who represent aged care homes, as well as the nurses' organisation and others, as we start to get the information, pull this together and get to where we've got.
Recently, you've also announced a new emergency department with three times the capacity of the original for Whangarei Hospital. Why was this hospital chosen specifically?
Of all the hospitals that need an upgrade, this is probably, that hospital was probably in the worst condition. And needed certainty about their hospital rebuild. There's some others that we have to do, but all the officials who looked at it, everybody agreed that Whangarei was in the worst shape. And given their growing population, we need to get onto it pretty smartly. It's going to be, it's an 8 or 9 year project. to complete this, the new acute services block with the new ED plus a ward block that's going to go with it. The whole thing not expected to be finished until 2031. So we have to get on to it now. So that's the commitment that we've made, and the funding is now in place to do that. There are the hospitals who we're going to have to give a similar attention to. Hawke's Bay, I think, is in desperate need of some upgrading, Palmerston North, and some of the smaller ones too. So they're all in the queue, and we'll have a look at those as time goes on.
Recently, emergency department bed space has been a hot topic. Do you think ED bed space nationwide is lacking, not only in those hospitals that you stated, but in also the big hospitals like Auckland, Middlemore, Wellington, Christchurch? Do we need to expand the ED departments of those hospitals as well, ideally?
Look, I think there are some EDs where we do need to improve the spaces that they're working in. It's not necessarily expanding bed space. I think the challenge that EDs are caught in the middle of at the moment is a lot more people turning up to ED because they can't get an appointment with a doctor. And I think, you know, talking to some of the ED specialists, I have done in the last couple of days, a sense that people feel the need to go to a doctor kind of at a lower threshold than perhaps was the case, you know, 20 years ago. So and so more people turning up. Then at the other end of it is what normally happens on the other side of ED is that, you know, somebody is found to need ongoing hospital care, so a bed would be found for them and they'd be admitted to hospital. There are more people staying longer in hospitals, and so beds are fewer for ED patients to be admitted to, so they're staying longer in ED. So they're kind of the meat and the sandwich of two dynamics that are going on. So the answer to ED's problems are, first of all, better supporting primary care, so they've got more capacity so they can deal with people and people don't turn up to ED. And then secondly, better supporting the rest of the hospitals, and for that matter, places like aged care, which are facilities that a lot of patients would ordinarily be discharged to continue their care. But they are reducing the number of places they've got, so people are being held back in hospital. So if we deal with those issues either side of ED, we go a long way to fixing the problems in ED, and that's the real challenge at the moment.
That was Suthar Clifton speaking to Health Minister Andrew Little.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire.